This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to take a closer look now at a story we mentioned yesterday, trade deals that don't include the U.S. Today in Tokyo, the European Union and Japan signed a pact that will eliminate most of the tariffs between them. The EU also has a new deal with Canada, one with Mexico, plus it's in talks with Australia and New Zealand. So what's going on while the U.S. is on the sidelines? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
Trade deals are sort of like these international clubs. Member countries get benefits, like lower tariffs. They agree to common rules and regulations, which can make it lots easier for companies to operate across borders. So it's a big problem that the U.S. isn't joining more trade clubs, says Susan Aronson at George Washington University.
U.S. companies will be less competitive, and they will be less able to give the best price for huge deals, and jobs could be lost.
Trade agreements can also influence where companies choose to invest, says Mary Lovely, a professor at Syracuse.
So if you can think about being a company that has the option of putting a plant in, you know, a whole bunch of different countries, where do you make your investment? You would pick the country where you can export duty-free.
So if this makes trade agreements seem magical and perfect, they're not.
There are a lot of legitimate questions about how to pursue trade deals.
Edward Alden with the Council on Foreign Relations.
And the Trump administration, I think, has rightly identified some of the problems with some of the trade deals the United States has done. But it shouldn't be an all or nothing choice. The United States should be doing better trade deals.
But Alden says other countries are hesitant to start negotiations with the U.S. given the Trump administration's aggressive stance on trade. So even just by standing still, as other countries are moving forward, the U.S. is left behind. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.